Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on November 13th, 2009. The Darden Business Cast headlines today include Making Independent Films, The Economy and Not-for-Profits, The E-Conference, and the UVA Cup. In our interview segment, we'll get an update on the Kindle pilot program taking place this semester at the Darden School. First, here's the news. From the outside, it looks glamorous, but from the inside, it's a business like any other, dealing with the economy, challenges, and hurdles. The independent film industry was the topic of discussion last week at the Darden Producers Forum. Two filmmakers spoke to a standing room only audience in Classroom 180. Mike Million of Third Story Films and University of Virginia alumnus Mark Lieberman of Cavalier Films discussed several facets of the film business, including the effect digital video is having on filmmakers.
I think what has finally happened is everyone's talked about the digital revolution for a long time, and with the advent of YouTube and all these other platforms for digital content creators to get their material out there and actually make some money, we've actually seen it realized. And the budgets are just being crunched constantly. So someone can go out there with a MacBook Pro and a video camera and go out and shoot, make a company deems a viral video for a few thousand dollars, and that used to be a commercial that cost many hundred thousands of dollars. Or people are excited to watch a two-minute clip for free on YouTube as opposed to go pay money to see a film in the theater.
That's Mark Lieberman, who, along with running Cavalier Films, is a producer for the Onion News Network. The Darden Producers Forum was held in conjunction with the Virginia Film Festival, held here in Charlottesville last week. Well, these past several months, we've seen businesses reevaluate what they do and how they do it. That rethinking goes for not-for-profit entities as well. With limited streams of income, charitable organizations are in a tough spot these days. Darden alumnus Monique Saunders of the Class of 92 is the managing director of the American Cancer Society. She was on grounds yesterday as a guest speaker. Saunders says organizations like the American Cancer Society are carefully examining how things are done.
As you know, with the economy, income is down, donations are down, and so that drives what programs and services and research we're going to support and what grants we're going to give out. And so we have to look at how do we become more efficient. So for the first time, we are looking at more like at results. And is this giving us a return on our investment that, and should we really be doing this program or services versus this one? So it's changed how we look at the business and our staffing needs and our business needs.
That's Darden alumnus Monique Saunders of the American Cancer Society. A video interview featuring Saunders is available on Darden's YouTube channel. Amazon's popular Kindle DX has been a part of the Darden landscape now since August, when one section of the first-year class was selected to participate in a Kindle pilot program. The point? To see how the electronic reader might be used to better and further higher education. Michael Koenig is the director of MBA operations at Darden. He's also overseeing the pilot at Darden, and he's with us today to share an update. Welcome back. Nice to see you again.
Thanks, Ken. It's great to be back.
Last time we talked, you had just sort of closed the deal, so to speak.
That's right.
In the summer, and you've been a part of this for a long time, and from way back when, and now it's, we've been doing this for weeks now.
We have, absolutely. It was,
what do you think?
August 20th when they first received the Kindles, and soon after we pushed the first quarter's content out there, and for those first years, that was somewhere in the low 80s, the number of cases that were pushed out to that first quarter's Kindle. So certainly that Darden first year degree is fairly rigorous. We're asking a lot of work to be done.
Yeah. But you've trained them. You've gone through a lot.
We have. Amazon, and we did a great orientation, I think, so they had a good sense of what the capabilities were. And frankly, we were also honest with them that we understand the rigor of the program and the pressure in the classroom. And so to the extent that the Kindle was assisting them, we wanted them to use it aggressively and try it out and test it out for us. But at any point where it might be slowing them down, we also said, set it aside. aside and come back to it as soon as you can.
Right. And now for those who aren't terribly familiar, there was one section of the first year program that was selected at random, and those students have the Kindle and they've been using them. And one of the reasons I invited you today was just yesterday. We're recording this on Tuesday, and Monday you had a bunch of interviews and focus groups with students and faculty.
We did. Obviously, we're in this for a number of reasons, but to get any value out of it, we need to assess it.
Yeah.
And so we did a baseline survey of all the students, the 62 students in Section D who were selected for the Kindle pilot. And we have now, with the assistance of a third party that Amazon put together to assist with all seven of the schools, focus groups, implemented those focus groups with two sets of students from Section D.
Yeah.
So we got some really good anecdotal information. I think Amazon really got some interesting information about, in particular, where the Kindle DX has value in the MBA portion of higher education, but also a lot of the things that I think they really need to continue to focus on if they want to really become a niche player of some significance in higher education in general and MBAs in particular.
Yeah, I said it on the faculty focus group, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just so into it, and the recommendations were outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know some of the differences that we provide being an MBA program versus many of the others in the pilot are undergraduate programs? What makes us kind of special in this experience?
I'd say it's not across the board, but generically there's two main things. One is that our content is very different than the majority of the other programs, many of which are undergraduate, and that we're a case-based classroom, and so we have a ton of smaller documents that have to be reviewed in detail to get prepared for that classroom experience, which is so important to us and to our students and faculty. Whereas so many of the other pilots are really around textbooks or books. That gave a whole new level of complexity operationally for us, and that we had a separate agreement, as you know, a publishing agreement, and we had to convert all those Darden cases for that first year curriculum. In fact, we are still finalizing late pushes for some of the materials that have come to us for quarter two, as the students are now up into hundreds plus of cases on their Kindle DX just because they're in quarter two. So that is clearly one of the differences. It's the replacement of case books with lots of different individual cases versus just a big textbook or a couple of other books. The advantages in the MBA program are that we tend to have a group that has to travel a lot, especially in Q2 and even more in Q3. So we heard, as I think you may have heard indirectly through the faculty, that the ability to travel and not have to worry about what I take with me because my entire digital library is on that DX is truly an advantage. The question at this point, does it outweigh a few of the disadvantages? So those two things really, the content and the different way, and then probably the last thing would be our classroom experience, and so much of a student's first year grade is dependent upon their ability to raise the level of discussion, intellectually and practical issues that are handled in that classroom that are so important to the learning experience here at Darden. And to the extent that the Kindle does not allow them to get around that material very quickly, whether it's the exhibits, their own notes, or the case documents themselves, we have seen that we've had some struggles there and that there have been a drop-off in the number of folks who are attempting to use the Kindle in the classroom, although many are still using it as a study tool prior to the classroom.
How long does Section D use this? Is it all year?
It will be all year. The interesting thing is that our first semester, because Section D is all together and all the faculty who are teaching in Section D in the fall are all one cohort. They all have the Kindles. They're using it for their own purposes. We have assessed them, and we will assess actually at the midpoint in December to gather our first sort of full data on this to add to what we learned yesterday in those focus groups. But then we're going to switch over to the spring where we, of course, take all those first-year students and we re-blend them back across five new sections so that each one of those sections, what will become from A to E, will become 1 to 5 for the spring. Those 1 to 5 sections will have about a fifth of the students in there because we blend them back cross sections that have Kindles where the others don't. And honestly, really what we believe is that's probably in the most immediate future what the MBA Classroom of the Future is going to look like. It's going to look like folks coming in, some portion of whom are going to have an e-reader of some sort. They're going to have some expectations that they will be able to either receive or purchase their materials for that e-reader. And many, many others will be happy with paper. And in between, folks are obviously using their laptop and the access. We already give them to the PDFs of nearly all the first-year content anyway.
Well, it's been so interesting to watch so far. We've got a little ways to go, and we'll keep inviting you back from time to time for the updates. Michael Koenig, Darden's Director of MBA Operations, thanks for being with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Ken.
If entrepreneurship is your thing, you won't want to miss the e-conference at Darden, scheduled for Thursday and Friday, November 19th and 20th. The conference consists of a number of events and panel discussions that feature serial entrepreneurs who are ready to share their stories and advice. After the e-conference, the event moves to Main Grounds for the first ever UVA Cup. That's where winners from the entrepreneurial concept competitions from various schools will compete. Those schools include Darden, the Curry School of Education, McIntyre School of Commerce, and the schools of engineering, law, medicine, and nursing. For more information, you can contact the Batten Institute at Darden. Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden website, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.